What Drives Dekalus-Kink Oscillations in Active Region Coronal Loops on the Sun? By Sudip Mandal et al. We study here the phenomena of Dekalus-Kink oscillations in a system of active region AR coronal loops. Using high-resolution observations from two different instruments, namely the Extreme Ultraviolet Imager EUI on-board Solar Orbiter and the Atmospheric Imaging Assembly AIA on-board the Solar Dynamics Observatory, we follow these AR loops for an hour each on three consecutive days. Our results show significantly more resolved Dekalus waves in the higher-resolution EUI data compared with the AIA data. Furthermore, the same system of loops exhibits many of these Dekalus oscillations on day 2, while on day 3, we detect very few oscillations and on day 1, we find none at all. Analysis of photospheric magnetic field data reveals that at most times, these loops were rooted in sunspots, where supergranular flows are generally absent. This suggests that supergranular flows, which are often invoked as drivers of Dekalus waves, are not necessarily driving such oscillations in our observations. Similarly, our findings also cast doubt on other possible drivers of these waves, such as a transient driver or mode conversion of longitudinal waves near the loop footpoints. In conclusion, through our analysis we find that none of the commonly suspected sources proposed to drive Dekalus oscillations in active region loops seems to be operating in this event and hence, the search for that elusive wave driver needs to continue. This was What Drives Dekalus-Kink Oscillations in Active Region Coronal Loops on the Sun, by Sudip Mandal et al.